Good day to everyone. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. The final hours of the Feast of Unleavened Bread will end at sundown tomorrow evening. Before going any further, let's understand what leaven is. Leaven is like yeast in making bread. It causes dough to rise. And my 1941 Webster Dictionary also defines it as any influence working silently and strongly that causes changes in things or opinions. Change comes in every era of time. It is done with words, definitions, and the presence or rejection of God to guide our way. There is so much offense in our current cultural climate that we definitely know a little leaven is present. Remaining silent can allow an influence that often permits more harm than good. Just as force and demand will cause change that removes freedom in some way from others. In both cases, the hurt and injustice of a previous time can bring forth a reaction to seek authority and surrender by increased force at a time more favorable to that hope or need. Emotional pain often leads to less understanding, impatience, and a desire for others to feel the helplessness imposed on those in pain during a different time. So when power and influence is received, those who have gained some control insist their stipulations be met. 1 Corinthians 5:7 through 8. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Messiah, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. To be born again means receiving a new birth, a life of empathy, love, and understanding to our own lives and to every person God created. We do this to the best of our human ability, so in no way do we have a phobia toward anyone with a different choice or behavior from ours unless it threatens our survival. Therefore, a person's gender identification does not present a phobia. However, in keeping with the plan of our Father in heaven, every parent protects their child at any age from those with a negative behavior which could remove the bond of obedience in that home. As one born again, our survival is based on obedience. So though we most certainly will always respect a person's free will, we do not expect to be unfairly judged, criticized, or forced to become involved in what will cost us eternal death, separation from God. Especially since we were warned in the beginning, Genesis 2:16 through 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Good will always relate to God, just as it did in Genesis 1:31. Once a compromise is made for changes, we never know when the changes will end. I shared on the broadcast before my dislike for words that describe a person in a negative manner. So, of course, I chose never to use the word gay in my description of a person, because as far back as the 1828 definition in the Webster Dictionary, it was defined in an unkind way. Gay, merry, jovial, inflamed, merry with liquor, intoxicated, a vulgar use of the word in America. The 1828 Webster Dictionary is no longer accessible for definitions online. And now some are requesting a Don't Say Gay bill be passed. Those born again must be careful. James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In June, there will be a celebration on Juneteenth, and this is fine. But in empathy, I choose to remember that many died not knowing they were free. Many were whipped, sold, and forced to work in fields because those who knew in Galveston, Texas, remained silent until the Union soldiers arrived on June 19, 1865. However, I also choose to remember in empathy that all those who obtained wealth in the South from slavery became instantly bankrupt when their Confederate currency had no value. Understanding helps heal. And the more we receive knowledge balanced in favor of all, the more we can gain understanding. The more rejection and opposition we see in this cultural climate, the more truth is given to God's word as we prepare for the coming of Messiah Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Revelation 22:7. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. How a rainbow is defined is a personal choice. However, for those born again, God described his meaning. Genesis 9:13. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. When we are faced with criticism and judgment in certain circumstances, we must review all the facts and not just what we saw or heard, because the most significant story or explanation is generally the one never spoken. A comedian named Jonathan Winters performed a character role as an old lady named Maud Frickert. Flip Wilson performed as the character Geraldine. Martin Lawrence had many character roles. Edna Mama Payne, Shanae, and Big Mama. Robin Williams starred as Mrs. Doubtfire, and Eddie Murphy was Granny Clump and Mama Clump. Each of these men received respect and laughter for their roles, but Tyler Perry is often referred to as a cross-dresser. Why? Because minds change as the cultural climate of time changes. Tyler Perry is not Madea. Madea is a character, and her character has a purpose. Madea will be heard by women because it is a portrayal of a female image. A woman almost assuredly will not listen the same way when a man is attempting to tell her about life as a woman. That makes perfect sense, and we should at least try to be compassionate in our thinking on this. The book Purpose Driven Life was very popular years ago, so I asked this question to many who read the book. Name me one of the purposes. I never had one person tell me a purpose. So let me share the answer with you. There are five purposes. You were planned for God's pleasure. You were formed for God's family. You were created to become like Messiah, Christ. You were shaped for serving God. And you were made for a mission. Now let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter from the beginning. In the garden home, all the trees were pleasant to the sight and good for food, as we read in Genesis 2:9. But one was not to be eaten from because it represented disobedience to God's warning. And the fruit was not an apple. God never has to explain why. A warning should be enough. But that takes surrender, and surrender takes maturity. A question seldom asked is, why did the woman talk with the serpent of old, Satan, the devil in Revelation 12:9? Why did the woman talk with the serpent? Because although she had dominion with her husband, she could only hear what God said through her husband. But from the serpent, words were coming directly to her, and the words offered power. Leaven showed up, words of influence. And though woman had everything she needed, the serpent presented her an offer she chose not to refuse, an offer to receive her own greatness. Genesis 3:4-5. Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So how does evil begin? By desire in the mind that reveals our flesh. Genesis 3:6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Both the number 3 and 6 are in Genesis 3:6. On the sixth day, God said, "Let us, all three, make man in our image." The woman, Adam's helpmeet, held forth her hand with the fruit. Seeing her holding the bitten fruit moved Adam's love for her. So though his action may seem foolish to us all, he chose protection of his wife rather than obedience to God. Genesis 3:7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Sewing began with the first man and woman. Adam disobeyed God for love, and immediately they were both exposed. Fig leaves that cover very little replace their former covering from God. Love should offer empathy, and love should give understanding, because there's always a side not focused on, such as Adam is the only man compared with Yeshua, Jesus, 1 Corinthians 15:45-49, especially verses 48 through 49. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. God warned Cain also, but his desire, the desire of envy and jealousy, led him to a strong influence. Leaven appeared again. Genesis 4:1-7. Now we know and understand how leaven operates. So as born again children of God, let's consider ways we can stop leaven from enlarging its territory. May God bless you. And I hope you tune in again. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will.